Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Support for the Boner Planet Podcast is presented by
Dead Downwind, Tinks, Shadowhunter Blinds, Burris Optics, Dead Ringer, The Grind, Bomar Archery, Element Outdoors, Reveal Cellular Camera, HHA and HHA USA, Black Eagle Arrows,
Cobra Archery. Additional support provided by Deer Camp Coffee and Yeti Coolers.
Hello, and welcome to the Boner Planet Podcast. Today is going to be a little fun. We are actually going to talk about hunter safety and hunting education, which is a really important thing that, if you haven't done it, you really should have hunter safety, and it's probably required in your state. Depending on where you're at, but most states have some sort of hunter safety that does have to be taken. And it just so happens my son, Connor, is taking that now, so we thought it'd be a good idea to have him on, chat a little bit about what he's learning, and discuss that. Now, the thing about it right now, because of the COVID rules and stuff, it's actually interesting scenario. He takes a virtual class that's like, I don't know, how long is it, Connor? You might have to get closer, I can't hear you, bud. Bring your mic closer.
It's very long, and there.
How many sections?
I think there's 9 sections, and each section has topics, and each topic has like different pages.
So Michigan has a couple different things. They have the apprentice program and the mentor program, which allows kids to get out, which is really great for our state. Gives them a chance to get out as early as the parent wants them to get out. So the point of my story in saying that is Connor's been actually kind of accustomed to safety things that I've put in front of him throughout that time frame. So he already kind of went into this knowing some of that. But what I've seen this course do that has a little more detail is it goes into the ammunition for gun hunting, even though he's not going to really be gun hunting, but it does go through like ammunition, different loads, trapping, which we're not going to do either. Not that we have anything against it. We just don't do trapping. Talks about, shot placement, which is actually a really good part, but he already knew all of it because of what we taught him, before he went out. And there's tree stands, blinds, things of that nature. These are the things at least I saw so far. We were only about through half of it, but I don't know, Tim, what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, it's an important aspect of anybody that's going to be out there, and the hunting side of it, they do a lot of focus around firearms, within the training course, which I think is really good. It gives you a perspective of what you should be doing with any weapon, regardless of whether it's a firearm or a crossbow or a compound bow. They all need to be treated with respect. So I think those types of courses where it's teaching kids at a young level to respect the weapon first and foremost, but then also teaching about ethical skills, right? Like what you were saying, shot placement and types of hunting and all that kind of stuff. I think it's beneficial for everybody. I'll be honest, when I started looking at material with my own son, it's been a long time since I've had it. And there's some things that you're like, oh yeah, they did talk about that you kind of forget about, So I think it's a really, really robust program, at least here in Michigan. I don't know if it's different in every state in regards to the training material and stuff like that, but it's pretty cool.
So Connor, I guess tell us what you think you've already knew before going into it, and then maybe go into what you think you're learning right now.
So I already knew, like, they talked about a lot of ammunition and like matching with the right gun and stuff like that. And I came in knowing that, and like how to set up a ground blind. Yeah, and I knew a lot of the basic safety rules, like always point the gun or crossbow or whatever you're shooting with in a safe direction, and other rules like that.
What's the number one rule?
Hugely important.
Always treat your firearm like it's loaded.
Bingo.
You got it.
That's what I'm talking about.
You got it.
Something went through. So
pass with flying colors there, buddy. That's awesome.
Yep.
Curious, what section are you on right now?
I am in the middle of section 4. Here,
is that the hunting skills one?
Yeah.
That's something you might want to call your Uncle Tim on, because I don't know if your dad's going to be able to teach you much about hunting skills.
All right, so unit 4 is just like basic hunting skills. Like,
you have them up, Tim?
Yeah, I'm looking at
them. Go through them real quick for us.
So there's 9 units, right? Or do we want to just talk about unit 4?
I will go through all of them real quick.
All right, so the 9 overall units is introduction to hunter's education, know your firearm equipment, basic shooting skills, basic hunting skills, primitive hunting equipment and techniques, be a safe hunter, be a responsible and ethical hunter, preparation and survival skills, and understanding wildlife is number 9. Now, the hunting skills itself, everything's broken down into different topics. There's planning and preparation, hunting strategies, vital shots, field care of game, and then, you know, your summary. So pretty interesting information, to be honest with you.
One of the things they show in there, it was really actually really well done, and it's online, but like it's simulated, so you actually see the animal moving or something. And it says, like, should you shoot, yes or no? And so the first one was like a deer at quartering away. So the answer was yes for bow and yes for gun. So you have to choose, you have to go for each weapon. The other one would have been like standing away from you. The Texas, what do they call that one, Chris? Texas hard shot. So that one, the answer was no for both. And then there was broadside, which obviously was considered the best for both. There was quartering towards you. And the answer to that one was no for bow. Yes, oh, it's possible for gun. And, yeah, but it wasn't like frowned upon for gun. But for bow, it's a no, clear no. Looking at you was a clear no for both. However, I guess it is controversial on that shot. With
very
the plate can deflect the bullet, I guess, up or down. So that one's, not sure on that one exactly. But the answer is no, I mean, for our purposes. But, I don't know where people are using that, or if they think that's a good. I guess comment below if you guys are, if you know anybody's done a head-on shot and what you thought of that, if that was unethical or ethical or whatever. According to these rules, this test, I think it's hunter.ed, which I think is actually, this test goes across multiple states, I believe.
And, I don't necessarily disagree with that, though. I mean, you got to understand that these courses are made for younger people with smaller caliber guns, right?
That they're
shooting. So, somebody that's shooting, a smaller caliber white rifle that maybe doesn't have the punch power as your larger calibers or that kind of thing, then you're going to want to be more careful with your shot and your shot placement, because it's not going to have the same efficiency as your larger calibers or, your bore sighted long range rifles and that kind of thing,
Yeah. Chris, were you saying something?
No, I said, and you're also not pulling back like 70, 80 pounds like some of these guys are pulling back. So even with the bow, it's controversial still.
Yeah, I think bow shots, that's a tough call no matter what. I mean, you're always trying to avoid, you know, ricochets and
right,
you know, hitting bones and all that kind of stuff. And those front chest plates, man, they're pretty thick. Right.
I mean, I have people online do it. I don't frown upon it, but I mean, you also got to take into consideration a whole lot of variables with it too.
Yeah. And you know, like some of the safety precautions that, you know, they learn about in there, which obviously is extremely important. And I don't know, I had my CPL class and I was in that class and we learned a lot of great stuff. In fact, I'm going to try to have Will on the show. He was really good instructor. And I think he'd be very helpful for people to kind of get an understanding from someone who's a professional in doing that, like, you know, gun safety and all that. But anyway, the one thing I was going to ask him in that class, I forgot to ask, and I really wanted to, was keeping both eyes open, because you have a dominant eye. So usually you have no issue. And then with the handgun, it was like this, and I was doing square on. And, you know, the thing is I have my full vision with both eyes open. I can see everything around me, you know? So I really frown upon closing one eye with a bow or a crossbow or gun, because it's not good form, and it could put you in a bad spot realistically, because you can't see what else is around the shot, you know, what's coming or if something's moving towards it, like a different animal. You know, I mean, you're only allowed to shoot one animal. So if you don't realize another deer is coming out behind another deer, could put you in a bad spot too, to breaking the law.
Right.
Yeah. So
quadruple lung, right?
Keep it.
That would be, you know, honestly, in Michigan, because you can shoot multiple does, that's on my bucket list, man.
Dually?
That'd be great.
I never even heard of that. I don't know if that's called something.
I don't know either. I just made that one up, a quadruple lung.
It's called doubling up.
It's called, awesome. It's called, you're either screwed or you're lucky.
You're right.
So I saw this video. It was a video game. Griffin and I were messing around on the Xbox, and they have that Xbox Game Pass, and they have tons of games on there. And I found this game, is they're in the game. It's almost like a Lord of the Rings type game, but in the game, this guy's got this, it's a quad crossbow, and it just has four limbs, and it's just boom, 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 boom. And I couldn't help but think of the Twin Strike from Excalibur.
I was going to say, it wasn't an Excalibur, was it?
So I quickly went over to the studio and I filmed myself doing it. And I did a video for TikTok and said, I can do this too. I had a clip of that guy, then I had a clip of me going.
That's too funny.
So check that out, guys, if you haven't seen it, it's pretty funny. But yeah, so hey, I really want to touch on, so hunter safety is extremely important. We'll close on that. Connor, you got any last words for that you want to talk about, or anything you want to say about, you know, being a kid and learning to hunt?
I just want to say that you always want to make sure that you are like paying attention to the class and are learning from it, because you want to stay safe when you're hunting.
Very good.
Hunting can be scary. It can be, you know, for kids, you know, especially with guns around, it's a little different.
Meant to be
even with a bow.
It's a very heavy life lesson right there.
You got it.
I think it's, like I said, I think it's interesting for someone like him who had these other programs that they were out in the field doing it. You know, we talked about in the video I did, Scary Hunting Stories, we talked about the rite of passage. That was one of the comments that was in the movie, Into the Wild. And that was one of the videos we covered in that show, that portion of that series of our show. And that one of the things they talk about is the rite to passage for a kid or a young adult to step into the, you know, wild. And I made the comment like, well, if you're an American Indian, right, when you were young, you were trained your whole life, right, to go get a wild game with a spear or a bow, whatever. It was part of your culture. You guys were doing it every day. But when you take somebody that is like, if you take a kid who's never been outdoors and never experienced outdoors or learned anything, and you try to do that, it could be very dangerous and put them in a bad spot. So my point here is that Connor's in the position of a rite of passage, being that I was training him the whole time. He's killed two deer and a turkey right now before he even completed the hunter safety, because you can hunt with your parent and learn from them how to do
right.
it, you know? So before even finishing this class, he comes into it already educated, you know, from in the field, real true experience, you know, which is a huge deal. Huge deal. And to me, you know, we don't really have any sort of rite of passage to our culture, but I would say, you know, for being a kid and learning to hunt, that's pretty cool. You know, that's really cool to know how to put meat on the table if you ever really needed to.
So grocery shop, that's what it's about.
Yep. You know, all right, Connor. Well, thanks for joining us, bud. You can stick around or leave. It's up to you. I don't want to make you sit here if you get bored.
I'm just going to stay until the food's here.
Okay.
Sounds good to me. That's a great plan. Nothing else to do. I'm going to do that too.
All right. So I wanted to kind of switch topics a little bit on this episode and move on to different pastures here. I wanted to talk a little bit about what we're seeing, Chris, on the social media side of hunting right now and with turkey season. You know, how does it pan out? What happens? What do you see this time of year with this going on?
Blowing up right now. I know first state to usually go is Florida. Florida's the Osceolas. Everyone's down there hunting them. Then it's been Nebraska's on fire right now with everybody and their brothers going to Nebraska. I know a bunch of the Michigan guys went down there. Everyone's there. In Kansas, I believe, just open not too long ago, maybe within the last week. Texas is open. A lot of people will be opening, I would think. And what day is it? In the next week or two, probably 14 days, like the rest of the country is pretty much opening up. And a lot of people have been sending us pictures. Everyone on there has been super, super generous on if I ask them, hey, can we share your picture? They love it. They're like, I can't believe you asked us. This is so cool. Or if it's a first person's kids turkey, they love it. They absolutely love it. So I got to ask parental rights and all that stuff. I said, hey, is it cool if we post you and your son, you and your daughter? And they're like, oh my gosh, this is going to make their day. So it's cool seeing the youngsters get out there, harvest their first long beard. Absolute joy posting it for them. They love it. That's cool.
One of the things I really love about our platform of Bowhunter Planet is done is that, you know, over the years, you know, we've done a lot of different things. We've done like hunt series. We've done bone drip. We've actually tried to do hunting shows. We realized that it wasn't really a lot of fun doing them because it just became more of a hassle and you couldn't enjoy things like me taking Connor out to hunt. You know, I don't mind going and filming him but filming myself. It's not like we're shooting these bucks that people really want to see. So like, I just figured, you know what, leave that to the other groups to do. They're doing a great job, right? Let them do it. But one of the things that's really made me more inspired to do this more and more, and Chris, you're a part of this as well, is that turning our platform into a community of amazing people has been literally, we don't, obviously none of us have to do this, guys. Like all of us could literally stop doing Bowhunter Planet right now. And none of us would be like, it would never like hurt us. We don't make a living off this. So like, it wouldn't be a big deal, but this community that we built, having that, having a Bowhunter Planet reach out to you, say, hey, you want us to post your picture of your kid? I mean, that's huge. You know, that's like a big deal to these people. And I love that. I love that they could be fans, but also, you know, enjoy and be a part of that with us. And I think that's just been, I mean, and that's the thing about us. We like Chris, when he's posting these things, he's posting all these big wigs in the industry for sure. The Bomars, all these big names are being posted. That's great. They're friends of ours, but he's also posting, you know, my neighbor who shot a turkey or, you know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. It's not like you're only posting these things and not the general public, which just makes it great.
Right. If I see something that catches my eye, I love the creativity. Absolutely love it. What people have come up with. If you look on Instagram right now, there's a couple people who take like, you shot a long beard out in the field, but they'll take it next to a riverside or something. They have the sun coming up behind it, illuminating like the turkey fan. It is amazing the creativity some of these individuals have with their pictures. I mean, and that's huge. Like I love showcasing like people who take like awesome pictures like that. You know, and that's not showing the actual blood, guts, and everything because, you know, social media, I hate to say it, they don't want to see that stuff. So, I mean, they clean up the birds nice. They clean up their deer, elk, whatever, real nice. And it's showing the beauty of it, you know. I don't like to say I don't like seeing, like, you know, the gut pile or something laying there. But I'm like, a lot of people, like, despise and get away from that stuff and, like, move the deer, move your elk, you know, move the turkey 6 feet over. And, you know, Instagram's not going to, or Facebook's not going to nail us. You know, it's that they don't want to see it. I get it. But it is part of.
I think you said it right, though, man. It's part of it's about enjoying the photo itself. You know, the hunting aspect of it is great and everything, but there's a lot of really good skilled photographers out there that are hunters. And even if you're not skilled, I mean, your cell phone, you'd be surprised what kind of cool pictures you can get off of that. And it's just, it is. It's really cool to see people not only enjoy the hunt, but enjoy the after hunt, you will, and the presentation of their photos and that kind of thing. I think that's something that we've all kind of loved to do in our spare time, is a little bit of photography and capturing what we've done. So
you make the memories, man. That's it. That's all you got, you know, is that picture, that photo in that instant of time. It's you're pretty much burning it into the brain or the soul of whoever sees it. So that to me is huge.
Yeah. No doubt.
You're a mom.
That's what I love about our Instagram too, is like, you know, our Facebook, our YouTube, all that kind of stuff is really kind of more content that we've created, where Instagram, where it's just kind of you're scrolling through seeing everything else going on. You can see, like Dave was saying, your neighbor's turkey that you shot, you know, it's just kind of sharing as a community what's going out there.
Right.
A couple important details I just want to throw out there to everybody who's listening to the podcast, and we greatly appreciate everybody who's listening to this through audio or video or audio on video, depending on how you need to watch it. First off, thanks for doing that. We really appreciate you guys, and it has really been a blessing. So if you have pictures you want to share, you can email them to bowhunterplanet@gmail.com. I can forward them to Chris, or you can just tag him or, you know, get a hold of him on Instagram on our Bowhunter Planet account. Yeah. For those you don't know, Chris is the genius behind our Instagram. So if you're wondering, you keep thinking, oh, I'm talking to Dave, you're not really talking to me. You're talking to Chris, most likely. But I will put dash Dave if it's me talking to you. So just so you know, in case you're trying to get a hold of me or something. But anyway, some other cool things that are coming. I got to get with all you guys, actually. We just got hooked up fat by our friends here at Dead Ringer, The Grind. They finally were able to come through and start shipping stuff. We got some really cool bow sights that came in from them. And cool. If you guys check this out, it's got a white pin that glows in the dark, so you never need a light. Isn't that sweet? So your top pin is always good to go.
Yeah, it is.
They sent a ton of broadheads for broadhead testing and hunting, so we got literally tons of stuff. And so we'll try to give some of the stuff away as two guys as we go through it. We need to go through it and figure out what we need to, you know, waste by shooting them and stuff like that first. But yeah, hopefully once all these bows come in, we can get you guys all going and we can get rolling. But yeah, we're still waiting on bows. So we'll probably have to set up our last year's models until the new stuff comes. But this year, I don't expect us to get new bows for a while because unfortunately, it's just not everyone is gone. They don't have them. There's no excess right now to do marketing stuff. So we'll probably be not up to date till probably like August, but whatever. It'll happen eventually. I just want to show you guys this in person here if I can get it out. Oh, see, this is really nice. This is the starvation bead on this thing. Starvation bead.
What do you got? What's there?
All right. So this is... Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's good.
Yeah, it's pretty simple, really, but it feels light too, which people really love light sights because they have
light.
Can't really get much closer. Sorry, I'll lose my focus, but that's about it. We'll do a video on it, obviously, so I'm not too concerned. But just a quick kind of, I really like that white pin though. That's really cool. And this is light enough to go on a kid's bow or adult bow or anything. I can tell just by holding it. And I love how they did the Dead Ringer orange.
Yes.
Around it.
Very visible.
That's really nice. Nice quality. Feels good. Got some cool designs on the back. It's a little hard to see, but maybe you can see it there. The cutout. So anyway, that's that. They sent a ton of broadheads. And I'm going to start getting to these broadheads right away because I want to – hopefully we have enough ballistics gel to test them all right away because I'd like to get going on that. Maybe next week, I got to talk to you guys, see who can come by when, and we start working. Also, Bog sent another hunting stick for Chris that's camo that looks sick. So we'll get some like quick videos on that for you guys to check out. Also, if you don't know, we've been working with Tactic Cams Reveal cellular camera, which are amazing. They actually have a new one, I guess, coming soon. I don't know when it's coming, but we are getting one or a couple, I guess, soon. But anyway, I just want to say, if you don't know, if you have a reveal from last year and you didn't do the update, I posted two videos on our YouTube page on how to do it. And another one, how to just format an SD card. I know it sounds silly, but some people are not really good with that stuff, so they don't know how to do it. So anyway, it's all on there. Those are in the other latest videos we did is a quick sling pack on the grind, turkey vest, which is sick. It just, I shouldn't say vest, I'm sorry. It's a backpack, but it slings across you and then you can put all your calls in it. It's really cool. We also have the video I did on Scary True Outdoor Stories Into the Wild. Christopher McCandless is the guy who went into Alaska and never came out, but it's a great story. And if you're interested in that, it's really cool. The next one coming out will be about Mount Everest outdoor adventures and all the scary things that happen on Everest, which is a lot.
That's some dangerous stuff too, man. Not only scary, but yeah, there's some ghosts running around up there for sure.
There's over 300 dead bodies on Mount Everest.
Yeah.
And it's insane. And so researching these things is really interesting because you learn a little bit more of the detail and the backstory. I try not to cover the whole story in these mini stories because you can go out and watch the whole story. I like to cover the parts where we talk about the wild and what you did or did wrong. And in most cases, there's always obviously something wrong because all of them died. But the Everest thing, is these mountaineers are, no joke, right? These guys, some of them who died on there were like literally have summited like 6 or 8 times each, they're like no joke, but they made stupid errors. And like, that's the thing. And it's like, when you put yourself in a risk situation, you always have to be ready there. You should never make a stupid error, right? That's like, it's like offsides in a Super Bowl game, like who goes offsides a Super Bowl game? You know what I mean? Like, that's just a stupid error. But that stupid error on Everest cost them their lives. Not just them, but, the other guy, what's his name? Timothy Treadwell, the grizzly man. Same thing. Stupid error, right? Doesn't carry bear mace. Oh, I don't want to hurt the bears. Next thing you know, he's dinner. So, I mean, it's just craziness. It's craziness. But anyway, those are the latest videos. We did one on goals. And right now, this past week, you guys would have saw the dream hunt, which was us kind of just talking about dream hunt. So that was the last episode. A lot of fun. We are at, this will be not including live shows, guys. We're at like 440. This is the 440th episode of the podcast. That's insane.
Crazy to think about that, man. It really is.
Years. Yeah, no. How fast we got through those 5 years of podcasting with this show. It's been
honestly, it feels like we've been doing it for two.
Yeah, and these past 2 years, we've really kind of did this mix of video audio. So now you can watch the show on YouTube. If you're listening to an audio and you want to see the show, you can actually watch it on YouTube, which is kind of cool. We also post on Carbon TV. Parts of it get posted to Instagram, Facebook, but not all of it, so the biggest chunks will be on, where you get your podcasts if you want the audio version, and YouTube really for the full video if you want to see it. But yeah, so it's interesting because you have, we get audio views and listens, whatever you want to call it, downloads, and then we also go in and look for video views because you're, it's like double, triple the amount of people actually listening to the show, which is really cool. Yeah, awesome, so if there's topics, if there's ever topics you guys want to talk about or things you want us to go over, go ahead and comment below on any of these episodes and we'll try to check those.
Yeah, we'd actually love that because it's hard sometimes. Like you said, when we've done 440 different episodes to come up with new content all the time, and we sometimes get ourselves in a hole where we talk about the same stuff for a couple of weeks and before we come up with some new crazy good ideas. But, it would be good to hear from everybody what they want.
I actually have a really good idea, Tim, for some shows coming up. I think you guys are going to like this. It's something we've never done, but I think it'd be fun. What I want to do, and I just think it'd be fun, plus it'd be fair, is to deep dive every sponsor that we have, their history, how they started, what products they've ever had, not just what they have now. I think it'd be cool to do like a history moment of Dead Downwind, Tinks, Shadow Hunter, just go through the full episodes about only them. And then we can cut in like interviews and stuff. I think it'd be a lot of fun. And
it would be cool because one of the things is too is like we use all this stuff too, right? So it's kind of easy to talk about, and I like that idea.
Yeah, I think it'd be fun and interesting. So what I think we'll do is split up the companies. Like, hey, Tim, you have Dead Down Wind Tinks. You go in and get all the research done, and you tell us the story of Tinks, right?
I
think that'd be cool. And, you know, do those for a couple of weeks. I think those would be fun and different. You know, no one does that. And then the one video I want to work on that I'm waiting on a couple more bows to finish is the 2021 Best of the Best Bow Reviews. And basically what I'm going to do is take everything we've done and then what we haven't done and mop that all together into a file in a video. Right. And then it'll go through, you know, Battle of the Bows, Battle Royale of 2021. And what I'm going to do for the bows we don't have, I'm going to use information that's like on their, you know, online. Yeah. So like brace height, you know, axle. So when we do the comparisons, we can find the averages of everything, not just, you know, premium models, but in this year category. So, cause I'm sure we'll not have a few of them, right? A few different models.
I like it, man.
That's it. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Any last comments, Tim?
No, man, I'm looking forward to this year. I think it just keeps getting better and better from here. The sooner we get to turkey season, it's going to be great. We're going to be able to get out and have some fun. This weather is changing up here in Michigan, and it just gets more exciting as the days go by. So hopefully we'll have some really good shows for you guys coming up, and I don't know, stay tuned.
All right. Thanks, guys. We'll see you next time on the Bowhunter Planet podcast. Stay safe.
Hey guys, it's Dave from the Bowhunter Planet podcast. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you enjoyed it, please give it a like and a thumbs up, share it with a friend, and let's help build archery together. Also, special shout out to Dead Down Wind and Tinks for title sponsoring the show. And also all of our other great sponsors. You can find all of them in the link below on this podcast and or in video on YouTube, Facebook. There will be links below. Thanks for watching. We love you guys. Take care and be safe.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.